Well, I am here at the Fuse reception at the 131st American Sea Trade Association's meeting here in Indianapolis. And Leah Ruff is sitting here with me, and she is the scholarship recipient of the Fuse. And she just got a big fat check that she's going to be able to utilize to her future studies. And specifically, she has been talking and studying and research on drought tolerance in soybeans. So first, Leah, tell me a little bit about the research you've been doing and what got you started in this area of science.
Yeah, so I'm studying drought tolerance in soybean, and I'm taking a unique approach at studying methodologies that plant breeders could use in their breeding programs to help identify soybean lines that would be the best to make pure seed, inbred seed, and sell commercially to growers. And I got started on the project with the idea first in my master's when I was doing my literature review, which is pretty typical for when you write a thesis. You read a lot of papers, and I was looking up all these different research, and I found an area of soybeans that had not been studied, and had the idea that maybe I could apply using hybrid soybeans in drought-tolerant or underwater stress situations. And so I applied to University of Nebraska, and Nebraska can be a pretty dry climate area and also has the availability of irrigation. And there's a soybean breeding program there, so I work with Dr. George Graff along with Dr. Jim Specht. Jim Specht's been doing a lot of the drought research at University of Nebraska. So he's on my committee, but my advisor is George Graff, and so that's how I got to Nebraska, and I've been working on my project there.
So when did you start it, and what's, of course, research is never ending, but what have you developed so far and found out so far, and where is it leading you in the future?
Sure. Well, I've been at Nebraska for one full year. It's probably my year anniversary today. And so far, I've collected data from our winter nursery in Chile. At that location, we don't get any rainfall, and so we're able to monitor how much water actually is going onto the soybeans. And so the soybeans get different water treatments. So some will get a drought treatment with limited irrigation, and some will get full irrigation, so they'll be like regular. And I compare the drought compared to the non-drought soybeans. And what I've discovered so far, I'm working with just right now three populations, and one population shows that there's increased yields from the hybrids when they're under stress compared to the compared to their parents. And so that might be a population a plant breeder would be interested in developing inbred lines, and in the future maybe that population would have the best yield advantage over other soybean types when under a water stress.
So what's in the future for you, Leah, as you continue your study there at Nebraska, but pursuing a future career in the agronomy and horticultural field?
So my future, definitely want to graduate in about 2 years and possibly go on for a postdoc or jump right into industry and be a plant breeder. Hopefully, my boyfriend lives in Iowa, so I hope to move back to Iowa and get a job there. But I know there's good opportunity in all areas of plant breeding in the Midwest, so we'll see where we go.
Well, congratulations on this this huge honor that you've received today, and good luck with the future drought tolerance and soybean research that I know people across the world will soon be able to benefit from. Once again, talking to scholarship Fuse winner Leah Ruff from Nebraska here at the 131st Annual American Sea Trade Association's meeting in Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm Jamie Johansson.